And it's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I did go to the movies, and I had a more, well, successful experience than I did the previous week. But here's the thing. The movie that I saw this week is the third edition of the Avatar series. It's called Avatar: Fire and Ash. And it is, believe it or not, a full 3 hours and 15 minutes long, which doesn't include an intermission. But back in the day, if there was a really long movie, I remember Ten Commandments went on forever, but there was an intermission. Anyway, with this, there is no intermission. Fortunately, the seats in the Maison de Cinema, several theaters where it's showing, are comfortable. I did not see it in 3D, but it was available in both English and French in 3D. One of the reasons I just thought, I don't think I want to have a pair of 3D glasses on my face for that long. And movies that are shown in the big Atmos theater, they have, you know, good seats and really good sound and huge, you know, wonderful picture. So I figured that's good enough. But if someone wants the full Avatar experience, the full James Cameron experience, I would say maybe spring for the 3D edition. But bear in mind, it's a really long movie. You may have to just take yourself out and go to the washroom and then come back. Anyway, so Avatar, Fire and Ash. I guess first, did I like it? And the answer is no, not very much. I am not a huge Avatar fan to begin with, but there are many things about the series that are admirable. It is spectacular. The special effects, the scenery, just the action is like amazing. I said, oh, wow, this is a lot like the first two. Unfortunately, a lot like the first two, but it is what Cameron does best. I don't consider him a great storyteller. He has never met a cliche he didn't like. All of the Americans, all of the North Americans are, well, by and large, they're military and they're horrible people. They're really horrible people. And the Na'vi, which is the one of the races that is on the planet where Avatar takes place, they're perfect in a way. This was interesting to a certain extent with the first Avatar movie. This being the third one, they're now essentially retreading the same ground again. There is still they're on the planet. The marine, and I don't recall exactly how this happened, but there are several human beings who have become at least part Na'vi, and they have some very special powers. And they're mostly just this side of naked, which is kind of interesting to watch. But it's kind of like, well, oh, okay. I don't know that anybody is going to be super interested in this for 3 hours plus, but nobody that I was aware of left the theater except once to go to the bathroom. It's just a kind of a trite story, plenty of action and plenty of kind of a bit sappy. There are many, many creatures, notably in the ocean, who seem to be in distress much of the time because of the human beings who are called pink skins, for the obvious reason that their skin is pink. Anyway, I'm not not going to belabor this, just to say it's a long movie. It's there is lots going on, but it's nothing hugely original and nothing that I would say, oh, you must see this one if you want to keep up with what's happening with the Avatar universe. It's just so spectacular that you can just sit back and have the colors and the sound, the scenery just wash over you. But that gets tiring after a bit. I was ready to go well before the 3 1/4 hours were up, but I have a feeling that some of the people listening to this broadcast will say, oh, what is she talking about? It was wonderful. I would see it again. Like, okay, maybe. But it's not my taste. It had so little to make me feel like this is a movie that I can kind of get into. It's not. However, there are a number of very interesting films coming down the pike on this Wednesday, Christmas Day. There is a comedy, which I must admit I'm looking forward to more than Avatar, and it's called Anaconda, and it's a kind of a redo, re-envisioning of the movie Anaconda from a number of years ago, where they had a gigantic snake. Here they have a gigantic snake, but it's a comedy with Jack Black and Paul Rudd. So I figured, okay, I could do with a comedy, and I could do with a movie that's not 3 hours long. If you take a few minutes and look at the Maison de Cinema website, there's all of the movies that are currently playing, and there's always about 10 or 12 movies playing in both French and English. And then if you think, okay, well, I'll see what's coming in the next little while, there's a lot of movies, a lot of good movies coming. I'm assuming they're good movies because they're more to my taste than the one that I just sat through. So anyway, I would say, keep your eyes on what's coming through the Maison de Cinema theaters. It's always kind of a fun experience to go there, and depending on which theater you're in, sometimes incredibly comfortable. I wouldn't personally bother with Avatar, but that's totally up to you. But there are, as I say, a number of entertaining, thoughtful, I think probably outstanding movies that are coming either they're there right now or they'll be there very, very shortly. So still worth spending a few dollars and getting out and enjoying the big screen. So that's it for me.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.